Facebook will start what you might call a hear no evil, see no evil option for political ads. I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook says it is activating a new feature that lets people turn off all political ads. This as several civil rights groups are calling for major advertisers to boycott the social network. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. Let's start with Facebook's new blinders thing. How does this new political ad feature work?
Well, it's going to be rolled out here in the U.S., first to a few users, then to everyone. And it allows people to turn off all political ads so they won't see them when they're on Facebook. The company and Mark Zuckerberg personally have come under criticism from all sides of the political spectrum. Some want the company to do more to police the content on its platform, while others say it should take a hands-off approach. Now, Facebook is basically leaving it up to users when it comes to political ads, at least. They can decide whether they want to see any political ads or just turn them all off.
So if a candidate lies and you do nothing, you could still see the lie. And this may not satisfy critics.
Well, yeah, it's not going to satisfy critics. In fact, Facebook is hearing from both sides of the political spectrum this morning. First, the NAACP, the Anti-Defamation League, and several other civil rights groups want to apply financial pressure to get Facebook to moderate more of the content on its platform. They're calling for a boycott. And then the Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning that the Trump administration is set to propose legislation that would strip away the so-called Section 230 protections, which shield social media companies with regards to the content on their sites and how they choose to police that content. So we'll have to see if Congress approves that.
All right, we will. Marketplace Nova Safo, thank you. There's news the Pepsi Corporation is done with Aunt Jemima and saying today it's dumping the brand, acknowledging its 130-year-old character is based on an offensive stereotype. Also, the name comes from a 19th-century minstrel show. Pepsi's Quaker brand will still offer syrup, but under a new unspecified name and logo. I remember the offensive context of this brand was an early lesson about racism that my parents taught me more than 50 years ago. The chair of the U.S. central banking system, Jerome Powell, testifies for a House committee today after telling the Senate yesterday he sees signs the economy may be stabilizing, this even as he warned again that recovery will be a long process. And there are signs of life in the housing market. U.S. home construction went up 4.3% after sharp drops the 2 months earlier. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
The big news today, I think, is really mortgage applications. Mortgage applications are positive again. And this shows that consumers really are thinking about taking advantage of those low interest rates. A lot of them are thinking about moving out of big cities and getting a little more room around them. And we're seeing some positive moves in mortgage applications. Now, that's a good thing for the economy because it means the consumer is spending.
A real estate agent in suburban New Jersey told me last evening of a surge in demand in city dwellers during this COVID period, looking for greener pastures outside the urban core. As an indicator of layoffs, it's hard to get past the figure that more than 40 million Americans had to sign up for unemployment benefits during this COVID collapse. Could some jobs have been saved if people doubled up instead of one layoff? Maybe two people get hours reduced and they can try to make up the difference through special unemployment benefits. About half the states have programs, but for employers and employees, they can be frustrating. From KPCC in Southern California, David Wagner reports.
Frank Mullins is a big believer in work sharing.
I have faith in the program because I've seen it work.
He's the chief financial officer for LA-based Marketing Innovations International. The company customizes promotional products for its clients, things like special keychains for graduation parties. Back during the Great Recession, Mullins helped enroll the company in California's work sharing program, and it saved jobs.
We had four employees on that program, and all were very happy with the ability to keep their job, keep their benefits, and try to get as close to full pay as possible.
Now that business is down again, Mullins has gotten the company back on a work-sharing plan. California approved the company to keep 10 employees on the payroll with reduced hours. It's a good outcome, says Mullins, but it wasn't easy getting there.
That the program requires a mailed-in application was the first frustration.
California recently started taking online applications, but early on, it still required employers to apply by snail mail. That made it hard for Mullins to tell employees like accountant Angelica Bright when benefits might arrive. She says she would have fallen behind on her rent if it weren't for her son, a laid-off restaurant server who started collecting unemployment quickly.
If it wasn't for the fact that he was able to collect that money, I would really be in a terrible jam.
UCLA economist Till Von Wachter says updates to state unemployment systems could get more employers on board with work sharing. He says by cutting hours instead of cutting jobs, companies can avoid painful layoffs and save on rehiring and retraining.
There's an ongoing relationship between workers and firms that would allow us to hit the ground running once the pandemic is over.
But work sharing isn't used very much. More than 200,000 workers in the U.S. are now getting benefits through work sharing. That is a notable jump from pre-pandemic levels. But it's still just a tiny fraction of the tens of millions of workers who've applied for unemployment since the pandemic began. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.
And the federal government is set to pare down the list of possible coronavirus vaccines the government supports with big money from 14 to about 7. A source told Reuters the government is working with insurers to make the vaccine free. The hope is to prove something is safe and effective by the end of this year. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from 8 p.m. American Public Media.